tonight is the scariest night of the year, or so we're led to believe. It's trick or treat, ghosts and ghouls, ka-ching, pals keep rolling into the supermarkets, you know how it all works. Maybe the odd vampire bat too, but is there anything in this, or is it really just a load of hocus-pocus? I mean, are there really ghosts? Are there really ghouls? Well, one man who doesn't think so is Michael Marshall, the Vice President of the Merseyside Skeptics Society. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, morning.
And one woman who's sure that there are, well, there is something out there, is Pamela Robinette, who runs Sefton Paranormal Investigations. Pamela, good morning.
Morning.
Say good morning to Michael.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very good, Pamela.
Michael, you're a non-believer. It's a load of rubbish, this, isn't it?
I guess you'd say that. I guess what we do believe is that when there are these experiences out there, when people think they've seen a ghost or when they think someone's talking to the dead, rather than just believe that outright, we should see some evidence. We should look into it. So a lot of the investigations into ghosts, we take a look at the methodology of that, and a lot of people like to, you know, run around in the dark, inspired by Derek Acore on Most Haunted. But when you look at those methods, they're not really set up to detect anything. You know, they're using things like electronic voice recorders that aren't really there to pick up ghost voices, but they say they are. They're looking at photos with orbs on them, little white circles. That turns out the flash is catching dust in the air because you're walking around a dusty place, and they're saying these things are ghosts when really they're just, you know, normal things that we can explain in everyday life.
Well, there you go, Pamela. It's all been explained.
Hi. Yeah. Well, I believe, yeah, you've got to be careful because you can catch dust on camera, but you've always got to see the difference of the moving, the flashing orb as well, which dust doesn't flash.
So what makes you believe then, Pam?
I've been, for years since I've been a child, I've believed in it. I think different things have happened through my childhood and everything. And all the core team, the all five of us, have all had something paranormal happen to us.
Such as?
We've seen things over the years.
But what have you seen?
I've seen a gentleman. One man that comes to mind, recently we were at the Barlow Institute in Blackburn, and one group placed the ball in the middle of a circle by itself, with coins on the top. And they were just talking between themselves. The coins fell off the ball, and the ball came rolling towards them.
Might have been a bit breezy in there. You don't know, do you?
Well, we tried our best to debunk the whole thing. Aaron, one of the other members, core team members, he jumped round the ball about five times, and it took five times of the pressure of him jumping up and down for the coins to fall off the ball.
Well, there you are, Michael. There's proof that there's paranormal activity.
I'd probably need a little bit more proof than that. If we think that paranormal activity is saying perhaps that the dead are coming back, then if you think what's involved in that, there must be something that, you know, lives in us beyond this life that can get back in touch, that can influence things. That's a lot of assumptions in there.
Yeah.
And I don't think coins on top of a ball is quite enough to convince me of that.
Pamela, Michael doesn't believe you. Convince him that he's wrong.
Well, there's nothing there for it to physically move.
But that's the whole crux, isn't it? That there's never really been any strong evidence to say that, you know, Poltergeist Penny is in the front bedroom.
I think this is the absolute key, because you can say, well, we eliminated everything we think it could have been, so we can assume, therefore, it's ghosts, but you haven't done anything to actually prove it's ghosts. I mean, what we like to do is, I mean, people have these experiences, and these experiences, to them, are very real, and we don't dismiss those, but what we like to do is really get to the bottom of those, because if people are believing in ghosts and believing in psychics, and so many people do, it's an absolutely huge percentage of the population who believe in these things. Mm. Something is going on there. We just don't think it's paranormal. So we will go along. Just last week we were putting psychics to the test down in London. We had a scientific control set up, and we had a whole raft of tests that these psychics were willing to take part in, because we want to explore what's really going on there. And when you put people under scientific conditions, when you try and control for things in the same way they're talking about controlling for wind on top of the ball and things like that, the results just show these things simply aren't true.
We don't know everything, though, do we? You know, do we always have to have scientific proof to say that this doesn't exist? Should we be so arrogant to think that that there's nothing else out there apart from us?
Well, I don't think it's arrogance. I mean, we don't know everything, and that's why we have science. You know, science isn't a collected body of knowledge. It's not a passed down, handed down book of this is what's true. Mm. It's actually just the method of finding stuff out. So that we don't know everything is the reason we have science, the reason that we do look into these things.
I'll just finish off with Pamela. Pamela, why are you a true believer? And has anything Michael said this morning convinced you that he's right?
I believe in what I see. I believe, you know, other people come to us asking, you know, can we come on your investigations? We've seen things and we know there's something out there. So we encourage that. If people, because we raise money for Clare House and we want to prove to people, yeah, there is something out there. Right. We have caught things on voice recorders. One of our other colleagues, Alan, we were at Roof and Goal in Wales, and he did a voice recording, and there's only three of them in a group, and we got a man saying his name was Warren. And there's nobody in the group called Warren.
Can you play that to me?
I haven't got it on me, but I can get it on to the radio as soon as
possible. If you can get that to me sometime before the end of the week, I'll play it.
I can do that, yeah.
All right, Pamela, thank
you. As possible. We've got loads of recordings.
Well, all right, I'm going to leave it there because we're almost out of time. But Pamela, Robinette, and Michael, thank you very much indeed for coming in. What are you doing for Halloween?
Well, as I say, we've been testing psychics, so we've just announced the results of our psychic challenge. Unfortunately, the two psychics that we tested didn't pass the test. They were very happy with all the tests that we had, but when put under conditions where someone like Darren Brown couldn't prove psychic ability, where he couldn't cheat us, they didn't pass the test. So I think they're genuinely believe they were psychic, but we don't really.
All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed from the Merseyside Skeptic Society, and have yourself a good Halloween.